At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When we come to the 13th nakshatra of Hasta, which falls in the heart of Virgo. Virgo, the sixth sign. Virgo, the one who wants to work. One who is intent on working a daily kind of job. Which is ruled by Mercury proper. And which is a Devagana, which means it is the higher form of intellect in Hasta. Which is grounded. Mercury is a grounded planet. Mercury is falling in a height of groundedness in Virgo, the exalted sign. I'm jumping ahead of myself. Let's do the intro and get into it. So Hasta Nakshatra, the 13th Nakshatra. Let's start from the top. The temperament is Dev, which means it wants to find out higher meanings, which means the drive is to always intuitively tune into the higher knowledge aspects. Hasta is very good at this, okay? It will do this, Hasta, invariably. All Devganas will do this. The Varna or the propensity is Vaishya, means it still wants to trade. Hasta is interested in commercial aspect. Hasta, in your ascendant or moon, we'll always think, well, what do I gain from this? Right? The commercial mind, the propensity, the Varna, or the drive of the planet itself. If it's a Vaishya, remember, it's a business-like mind. It's thinking about gain and loss. What do I gain from this? That's a trade and commerce mindset. Now, when its type is passive, again, like the balance nakshatra, which was Uttara Falguni previously. Passive nakshatras can get very cynical about other people's success or other people's activities. Oh, he or she has this and this talent and I don't. Well, you have. You're not using it. You're sitting there criticizing everybody else. Virgo loves to criticize and nitpick. This nakshatra falls in Virgo, so it is very good at criticizing or being critical of others. So you got to be careful, Hasta people. The drive is Srishti. That means it is born to create. Hasta is giving you a signal to create something in this lifetime, depending upon whatever planets you have, wherever you have it. But if there is a dominance of Hasta, that means it is asking you to be creative. Get creative and get moving. Don't be passive. The Lord is Mercury, which is in Virgo. It fully falls in Virgo, so it's all about trade and commerce. Hasta is always evaluating, what do I gain from this? How do I make money out of this? You know, this kind of attitude it has. It works with that. Now let's see the life lesson. Hasta is passive. If you go to the bottom of the screen, you see life lesson. Become inspired and alert in order to bring your gifts to fruition. Hasta has a lot of gift of hands. Hasta means hands. Become inspired. Hasta needs inspiration. Without inspiration, you won't go forward. See, in Purva Falguni, you started a relationship. In Uttara Falguni, you want to maintain relationship through marriage. Now it comes to the hands, means you got to work something in the world. That is Hasta's signal. become inspired. You need inspiration in order to move forward. Hasta without inspiration will become very critical, the downside of the passive nakshatras. Become inspired and alert in order to bring your gifts to fruition. You have gifts. Every Hasta nakshatra has some gift or the other. The gift of the hand, the gift of the talent. For example, if you see the talents and abilities, skillful craftsmanship, they may excel in professions that require attention to detail. Virgo is very detail oriented. It's the exaltation of Mercury in Hasta, because it's a Devgana of Mercury, which means it's a higher form of intellect of Mercury. The highest of Mercury is in Hasta. Technology and engineering, they may become good engineers. Communication and writing, once again, hand skills, communication skills, Mercury. Healing and therapeutic professions. Now, I have covered this in the D10 playlist. You can go and read that up. Business and entrepreneurship, very Vaishya-like, right? Very commercial. Event management and coordination, they can do that because that also requires good communication skill. Yes, that's one of the things it will be good for by default. Now let's compare the life lesson, the drive and the type, and the D10 archetypes. For a Vaishya planet like Moon or Mercury, it will shine best in the 7th angle of 18 to 21 degrees in the D10 chart. Because it is Kubera, it is financially astute, it is commercial mind. Also, it will shine very well in the communication angle, which is 5th one, 15 to 12 to 15 degrees, the Varuna angle. Excellent communication skills. Mercury is about communication. Adaptability, able to connect with others at work or your career, right? So, the 5th angle of 12 to 15 degrees, the 6th angle even, why you not so much, but yeah, it will help. Quick intelligence, active intelligence will help. And the dominant portion is 18 to 21, the financially astute commercial mind. That's the drive of Hasta. Okay, so to wrap it up, right? Hasta will be a very Vaishya-like planet, nakshatra. If there is a dominance of Vaishya planets like Moon and Mercury, you'll be very commercial oriented. If there is a role of more of Venus also, then you'll be able to communicate and do things like event management, like communication and writing also, or craftsmanship. Watch for your ascendant and your Moon. And Moon and Mercury placements in this. This will help you guide your talents where you want to shine. Every nakshatra is here to shine in some form of passion. You just need to find out where. And the videos that I'm making, all of this stuff is to help you guide that part of functioning that you need to adapt in your life. Okay. Next, we shall take up the 14th nakshatra of Chitra. Meantime, take care, be safe. Have a good day. My mind is running here and there, too much coffee.